Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. Nope. I'm Shannon Curtis.
Try again.
Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis, who currently wants to murder her husband.
No, do that again.
Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I'm Jamie Hill. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
I currently want to murder you.
I know, it's so true.
This is admissible in court, isn't it?
The admission
of my guilt.
I can't believe you're confessing to the crime that you're about to commit on a podcast.
Does anyone else ever want to murder their husband?
That's wild to me.
I want to murder him right now.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Anyway, hi.
I'm imminently murderable, you know? I can relate to this a lot. I just want to be empathetic about this with you, really. And hey, everybody else. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
It's so nice to have you out there. How are you today? we're doing great. Don't let Shannon fool you. We're actually having a wonderful day. It's beautiful here in Tacoma today. It is sunny and the skies are blue.
It's true.
And, you know, after the January like we had, which was essentially 100% cloudy and drizzly, we don't take this sort of thing for granted. And it's great.
It's really great. I love our friend Sharon described the January we had as being constantly like being in a dishwasher.
That was wonderful.
Which I love. Yeah. It was kind of like that. Yeah. So
I love it. She was talking about like we're going to move to like the Southwest where it never rains. I'm like, you should think that through. Because you know what else rain is good for? It's like drinking water.
Yeah.
And growing crops and you know, whatever. But yeah, you know, it has been a dishwasher here, and today it's not, and it's great, and we're stoked. And we hope that wherever you are, dear listeners, you're having a beautiful day, and maybe it's sunny for you, too. That would be nice.
That would be good.
Yeah. And so, hey, we would like to welcome our new listeners today, first off the bat. But before that, you know what? Later in this episode, let's tease this. We're going to talk about what beliefs have changed for each of us over the years.
Yeah, we have a listener topic coming up in the second half of the episode today, given to us by our listener, Scott.
Yeah.
And specifically, Scott was not asking about like religious beliefs or that kind of thing.
Or philosophical stuff, yeah.
He's asking about like beliefs about ourselves, about others that have changed over the years. And it was a really deep... Like, it's a deep topic, and we kind of did a little bit of, like, reflection. I'm interested to hear what your answers are going to be.
This is one of those ones where Shannon and I, like, went to our separate corners and prepared our lists separately. Shannon's list apparently has Murder Jamie on it, which is weird to me, but I don't even know how that relates to the question, but it's cool. But yeah, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say also.
About murdering you.
About murdering me.
Yeah.
It'd be so weird if Scott was like, hey, what beliefs have changed for you? And Shannon's like, I believe that I need to murder Jamie. Like, that's a change.
Welcome to marriage.
Yeah, you know.
So, yes, that's coming in the second half of the episode. We would like to welcome our new listeners and our new supporters.
Oh, so much. Hi, you all. How are you? If this is the first time you're listening to us, I'd like to assure you that, honestly, the podcast is usually much better than this.
What do you mean, better?
Yeah, maybe this is great. This is pretty good. I don't know. So, hey, dear listeners, thank you for being here so much. And specifically those of you who are listening for the first time ever. We're so happy you're here. We're so grateful that you're giving us a little bit of your time. What we endeavor to do with this podcast is to take a little bit of time each week. It's like an intentional date that Shannon and I have with one another one time a week to talk about stuff in a meaningful and intentional sort of way. And, you know, murdery aspirations aside, it's a wonderful thing for us. And we hope that it's a wonderful thing for you too. We try to sort of just get a little bit vulnerable and a little bit raw and just talk about stuff in an open and honest and open-hearted kind of way. And we hope that you like that.
Yes.
We do.
I imagine that by the end of this episode, my murderous feelings will have subsided.
That would be great. I hope so. Imagine if the episode ended like 4 minutes from now with me being murdered. And this podcast actually is played in court. That would be a heck of a thing. Would it be a first? Maybe. The history-making Misfit Stars podcast.
I mean, there are like crime podcasts. There's like true crime podcasts. This is like taking that to a new level.
This would be the true crimiest of all podcasts. The murder podcast in which we literally murder somebody on the pod every week.
No,
we're not going to
get into that ooey gooey conversation, and I'm going to feel much better about things.
It's going to be nice.
Yes, it is.
So, new listeners, thanks for being here. And new supporters, hey, thank you too. Wow. We had a new supporter this week. Don't want to name names, but I just want to say thanks, new supporter. Very nice of you. And here's the deal, people. If you are, first of all, a supporting member, thank you. You are the people who make this podcast possible and who also just sort of are throwing your lot in with me and Shannon and saying, I like what these two are doing. I want to support it. And if you are listening right now, but you are not a supporting member, here's the deal. You can become one. Perhaps you are listening for the first time, and by the end of this episode, you will have thought to yourself, holy cow, I need this every week in my life. I love this and I want to support it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've been listening for a long time, but you just haven't become a supporting member yet. Maybe now's the time when you say to yourself, you know what? This is the day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to misfitstars.com/join and I'm just going to sign up. It's simple. It's easy. It's very quick. And it's a $5 a month commitment at minimum. There are higher levels. Say, for example, you are John D. Rockefeller IV and you are listening to this podcast right now. First of all, Mr. Rockefeller, great honor. Second of all,
isn't he dead? Why don't you...
Maybe not the fourth.
Oh,
I was trying to pick a number that wouldn't be dead. The
okay.
eighth, the 17th.
Okay, sure.
Point being, yeah. if you have Rockefeller-esque sums of money at your disposal, don't do the $5 level. Come on. Do the $10 or $20 level. I'd like to think if you're like an oil baron, at least a $20 level. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right? You would get a mug. First of all, you would get a Misfit Stars coffee mug. You could fill it with oil.
Who's tired of billionaires? Me.
Oh, yeah.
For the regular people listening,
yes.
we appreciate your support.
Yes.
Any amount that you give it to us, it really does make this podcast possible. It really does give me and Jamie an extra level of support in what we're doing in the world.
Yeah.
And it really matters.
Yep.
It really makes a difference.
Yes.
So thank you so much to those of you who've already done it. Go to misfitstars.com/join.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your level. There's a t-shirt level. Everybody gets stickers now.
The t-shirt level, by the way, is $10.
Yeah,
it's really cheap now. We rejiggered everything last month, and now it like the t-shirt level used to be 20, now it's 10. If you sign up at the $10 level, you'll get a t-shirt. Who gets a t-shirt for $10? You do.
And our $20 subscribers have been getting their coffee mugs in the
yeah,
mail.
You get a shirt
really
and a mug if you sign up at that level new. It's really, really cool.
It is really
so
good.
You can do that. I think that's it as far as the advertisement part of it goes, but please do that. And if you're already a subscriber and you want to go to another level to get more goodies, go to misfitstars.com/level up. We have
cool.
a new link for that.
Great.
So, great. And while we're at it, please, if you love the podcast, go leave a glowing 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. It will help other people find out about this amazing murderous podcast. And that would be wonderful. Who are Shannon and Jamie going to murder on the pod this week?
Well, since you're going to get murdered this week, I'm going to have to carry the podcast on. Maybe from prison.
That would be a neat twist, actually. The previous week's host gets murdered, and the person who does the murdering hosts next week,
and gosh.
It gets passed on like a torch
okay.
from murderer to murderer.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You'd think the police would find out about this podcast sooner rather than later. They haven't found out yet, though. And in the meantime, we just keep killing.
Well, nobody's dead yet.
As far as you know, officer.
All right. So what did we do this week?
What did we do this week? You worked on your record literally all week.
I did. I was in my studio just working like a total studio rat.
Yep.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
I came down for food.
Yep.
I came down for cheese sandwiches in the afternoons
yep.
and to make quick dinner or whatever in mm-hmm. the evening. And that's it. Otherwise, I was up there working away.
You did great. I was starting to hear, it's such a wonderful time of year for me because I start hearing these wonderful just things drifting down the stairs, these wonderful melodic fragments, maybe snippets of like some kind of beat that you're making or something.
I'm glad you are liking some of the things that you hear. Maybe I'll play some stuff for you later today.
That's pretty exciting.
That'd be fun.
Me. Yeah.
This is the time of year when I'm consumed by thoughts of what I'm writing. Like
yeah.
I go to sleep thinking about the current song I'm working on. I wake up thinking about it. I'm in any like silent moment during the day. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm working out like lyric ideas, melodic ideas. I just like, yeah, if I could just be alone and by myself and not talk to anybody, that would be like my preferred state right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry for you living with me. That's why
no, it's
I
okay.
maybe want to murder you.
It's not personal. It's just that I'm here. And you wish I weren't. And you know how you'd make that happen? Murder.
That's right. But no, I'm excited about the record. I'm excited about sort of where my thoughts and feelings have coalesced in terms of like the direction and the theme of the record.
Yep.
Without giving a whole lot away, there's some stuff about being a woman on this record.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff about doing the next right thing on mm-hmm. this record. There's some stuff about power on this record. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, and you've shared a little bit of the theme with me, your working title, which may or, you know, it's a working title. It may or may not be the final title, but it's great.
I really
like it.
Cool.
Like it's inspiring and exciting. And I'm just so stoked to hear
this. Well,
songs.
And this is a different, I mean, I write a record each year on a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm kind of taking a bit of a different approach in that I had my working title first before I had anything else. I gave the record a title before I wrote a single song, which is unusual.
Yes.
And then I also wrote out an outline for the direction I wanted every single song on the record to go, like a theme for each song, which is not something that I've done before either.
That's so interesting.
And I'm attempting, and I don't know if it will work out this way, but I'm attempting at this point to write the record in order. Like write song one first, and then write song two, and then write song three. It's just an interesting process challenge for me, which
yeah,
I think
seriously.
Also ties in with the theme that I'm working around. So it's sort of a meta expression of the theme. It's been fun so far.
I love it.
We'll see how it goes.
I love it. I love that you're setting yourself new challenges and pushing yourself.
Yeah.
Pretty wild to me. Every time we tell someone that you write a record every year, their response is always like, oh my gosh. I can't even believe that. But then it's like, you don't just write 10 songs. You pick a theme, you write a theme, and you push yourself each year harder and in a more intentional way with the theme and with the ways in which you approach it. It's just kind of mind-blowing. You're like so far beyond where most other people are at in terms of their songwriting discipline. It's just wild to me.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I mean, honestly, for me, it keeps it fresh. To give myself new challenges actually keeps me interested in the process, you know? And so it's good for me. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
I also worked on music all week, but on my end, I was working on mastering project. And so it's funny, this is like the meta mastering project. First of all, a quick 5-second explanation for people listening who don't understand technical music things. Mastering is the final step in making an album. It's after the songwriting is done, after the recording is done, after you've done all the mixes, which is where you balance out all the levels and make it kind of sound finished. Mastering is where you take all of the individual songs and you just optimize each one. If there's any technical errors, you get rid of those. Maybe one's too dark, maybe one's too bright, maybe one's too loud, maybe one's too soft. You make them all work together and also each be sort of the best possible version of itself that it can be. And I am launching a mastering service officially later this month or early next month, depending when it all comes together, but very soon, next few weeks. And this is something I've been doing for the last 9 years on a word of mouth basis.
Yeah.
And I've mastered dozens of records on a word of mouth basis. And finally, after 9 years, I was like, maybe I should tell people.
That's a good idea.
Maybe I should tell people this is something I do. And so what I am doing is working on a page on my website for that. And it's a complicated thing because there's some writing you have to do to kind of be like, hi, here's me doing a thing. And here's some writing about it, sort of explaining where I'm coming from. I'm good at that part. I got that done. The harder part is making all the audio examples because I had to do this whole thing where there's here's how the song came to me and then here's what I did to it.
It's like your before and after. It's on HGTV when they have here's what the kitchen looked like before.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And here's what it looked like after we put in a new backsplash and quartz countertops and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every song on this page of my website
has quartz countertops
and a new backsplash. Yeah. Yep. It's very exciting. So, presenting all of those things, I want them to all, it's an interesting challenge because they're all individual songs from all different artists.
Right.
There's 14 before and afters from 14 different artists, 13 different artists actually, because I use two of your songs because, extra sweet on you.
In-house.
Uh-huh. This is before the murder conversation. I have to go back and delete one of those songs now. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about it.
Whatever. You'll be dead.
True. Maybe you'll have to go delete one out of guilt for murdering me. And so what I have had to do is kind of make it also so that everything works together and flows like a mixtape. So it's this weird triangulation thing. It's been a really neat challenge, but man, it's been fiddly. And so I worked on that for the entire last week. This was, for me, also a 7-day thing. Have been writing for the last 7 days. I've been working on this mastering project for the last 7 days.
Yeah.
I think I've done a great job. All the audio stuff is done. I'm working on the website part of it. And it's really exciting. This is coming together.
Cool.
It's neat when projects come together.
It does.
So, another thing that's happening is this week is that you're all pissed off. and I don't mean just right now with the murderousness. What I mean is that
maybe it's related.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, it's just that time of the month when Shannon's all pissed off about the world. And
no, not about the world. About men.
About men. Yeah, right? That's my problem. That's my issue. I didn't do anything specific. I just did something very general, which is be a man. No, I don't think that's true. I think actually what I was doing that made you mad is specific things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were specific things.
Hence the murdering.
Yes.
But no, you have been all pissed off this week, and you've been pissed off specifically this week about women getting the shaft.
Yeah, I'm tired of women getting the shaft. This is sort of stemmed from, politics. It stemmed from politics.
Okay.
Okay. There's this, you know, this sort of thing happening in like the coverage of the Democratic presidential nomination right now where Elizabeth Warren, as we're recording this today, is currently in third place.
Yep.
But has been like totally erased from a whole bunch of the news coverage.
It's really
like,
wild.
People who are in fourth and fifth place are getting more airtime talked about by punditry.
People can't stop talking about Joe Biden.
Right.
And he's in like fifth place.
He is in, yeah, he's like in fifth place. Exactly. And so it's that's been driving me crazy. You know, this just total erasure of a candidate who is in third place.
Yeah.
And also, to my mind, just like light years ahead of every other candidate in the race in terms of her preparedness for actually being president and getting some good stuff done for our country. Like it is infuriating to me. So that's the backdrop on this. And then there was this Facebook conversation. You had posted your political-ish post, which, you know, there were some...
I was talking about the idea that I was wearing a Bernie t-shirt but am supporting Elizabeth. The idea being that you can think that multiple people have good ideas and be supportive, and let's try to be more positive about this.
And I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but like there was someone who commented on your thread about his very passionate feelings about how he didn't like Elizabeth Warren.
He had allegedly been a supporter, but then she did one small thing, and now he's not.
Right. He said he had been a supporter. And it was around that whole thing. If I don't know if people pay attention to this kind of stuff like I do, but like it was, you know, last month there was this thing, the CNN story that broke about a conversation that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders had like well over a year ago, in which she came away from the conversation thinking that what he had told her was that he didn't think a woman could beat Trump in 2020. Mm-hmm. And he came away from the conversation thinking he did not say that.
Yeah.
And there is room in the world for two people to have a conversation with each other and come away with it with different ideas about what was said.
Memory is fallible.
And there are just a lot of other factors that go into how people perceive a conversation.
And remember it.
Being a woman, mm-hmm. I understand that sometimes dudes can say things that are offensive or stupid. But they really genuinely, and they are, even if that person is a good-hearted human being, genuinely believe that they have not said something stupid.
Yeah. Or they might believe about themselves that I am not the sort of person who would say something stupid, so therefore I clearly did not say that stupid thing that you're saying I'm saying.
So like this is in my experience as a woman in this world, I understand how these two people could come away from that conversation believing that it went down differently than the other person believes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that said, this person on your Facebook thread, you know, clearly took the guy's perspective as being what was true in this conversation and completely just building this narrative then around the woman's perspective, building a narrative about the woman based on what he perceived as a lie or
kind of reverse engineering.
And you know, it just sent me over the top. Like
real mad.
On Facebook, I just corrected the record with what was like reportable fact.
Yep.
You know, for the guy to like, and you went even further and deeper into that correction, which I'm grateful for, and I'm glad you did that.
Well, for me, it was just so if any other third party reading that thread wouldn't take what he said as gospel.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was really much more your idea. Like, hey, just what if there's other people reading it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, but for me, it sent me over the top because I was already feeling these feelings of just like, I am so effing sick and tired of women getting the shaft.
And by the way, F stands for frick. Get your head out of the gutter. This is a PG show.
This is not new news. This is millennia old information that women get the shaft. It's just that this week I've had enough of it.
Yeah.
Like this is the tipping point for me.
Yeah.
And I got super emotional about it. Like we were talking about it when I was in tears actually at one point with trying to describe to you what it feels like to live in a world as a woman where the vast majority of people, first of all, men who by and large hold the most power in this society of ours. And then also women who've bought into the sexist structures in which we exist.
Yep.
The by and large, most people in our society accept a man's position or thought about something as the default.
Yeah.
And that just frankly pisses me off. And I am I'm so sick and tired of living as a woman in this world trying to scratch my way to, or watching other women try to scratch their way into relevance in a conversation, because it's just generally accepted that whatever a dude says is the baseline.
Yeah.
And everything else is not, everything else is an addendum to that.
I read the wildest thing on the internet by total coincidence, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
That relates to this so much. And it was this story that this guy was relating about how, so he works in this office, and there's like a sales component to it. Mm-hmm. And there's some shared inboxes. So he and a woman who is his junior, but whom he respects a ton. Like, he's her supervisor, but he loves her and he thinks she's amazing.
Okay.
They share an inbox, right? And so they can each reply to other things. It's like a shared sales situation, okay, right? And so, like, he had been having a conversation with somebody about a certain thing. And the conversation was going along in a certain way. And then he sent a reply and got back a response that was that the tone had completely changed and the person was just being dismissive and rude, and that, like, and this tone had shifted midstream, and he's like, why is this happening? Went back to look at the conversation to see if he had screwed something up, realized that by mistake he had replied from their shared mailbox with his female coworker's signature instead of his own signature.
Wow.
And so they decided him and his coworker, his female coworker, to do an experiment for 2 weeks after that, where they would switch signatures, and she would write from the male signature and he would write from the female signature. And it was completely reversed. Like, all the clients he was talking with were dismissive and rude and argumentative to him.
Oh my God.
And all of the clients that the woman was talking to were just all of a sudden really nice and really accommodating. I thought all of her ideas were great and were really easy to get along with.
I'm livid.
Are you so
not
mad?
Not surprised, and just, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just have reached the end of my rope. I don't know, and I don't know what to do about it, frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it, except for to talk about it.
Yep.
With people.
Have you considered murder?
I have considered murder.
Yeah.
I think you're safe. Actually, the reason that I think you're safe is that you really listened to me that day, and I really appreciated it.
Thanks.
You know, it's not in your best interest to actually examine ways in which white dudes have all the advantage. You know what I mean?
It's funny, like, you say that, and like, we talked about this, and you said the same thing the other day.
Yeah.
And my rejoinder to you on that day, which I will repeat now for the sake of, you know, the podcast and for documenting it, is that I think it actually is in my self-interest. It's just not...
So you don't get murdered.
No, it's not in a limited, simplistic version of self-interest in which I want to maintain every current present advantage that I have.
Yeah.
It's in a broader, more well-thought-through intellectual self-interest where I can envision a world in which this is no longer the case, and that's a world that I want to live in. And so, therefore, it is in my self-interest to try to dismantle the world that we're currently living in and rearrange it so it's better for everyone.
I get it. And part of my wanting to say thank you for listening is that I could observe in real time some of the assumptions. Like, you were listening to me, and then as we were talking about it that night, like, there were some times in our conversation where you made assumptions that clearly were from your perspective as a guy, you know, like, I pushed back, but you continued to listen. Like, I could see where you are such an open-hearted, conscientious, wanting to be better person. But even you, it required extra pushing to actually see some of the assumptions you were making falsely in this scenario, which it really meant something to me that you allowed me to guide you through where I saw that happening,
and sure,
that you actually listened. Because it's not part of, you're part of a demographic that holds all the power in this society.
Yeah.
You know?
I am the default setting.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, you're not rich. If you were rich, then you'd be part of the demographic that holds all the power.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're white and the fact that you're a guy, you know, the fact that you're straight.
Mm-hmm. And that I wasn't born poor.
And that you weren't born poor and that you are fully able-bodied.
Yep.
You know, I mean, like there's so many categories in which you fit the category of people with the most power. It meant something to me that you listened because it would not be in your like ingrained self-interest to do so. I understand what you mean that yes, you want to see a world that's different than that and that it is in all of our best interest to evolve these issues. But it still meant something. And it also challenged me to look at to be more conscientious of the ways in which I hold privilege and have blind spots because of it. So because of my whiteness, because of my relative economic stability.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've been pissed off. I don't know what to do about it. I'm working through it. I didn't want to have like a full on rant today during the podcast about it. This has probably gone on even longer than I wanted it to, just because I'm trying to feed less of the rage about it and more of the what can be done about this, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So,
but still, you know, hopefully you've said something that's relatable to someone else who's feeling the same way. And if so, then there's value there.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's just where I've been. So there you go.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks for sharing that.
Thanks for listening again.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Again. Cool. So, hey, why don't we cruise into a break here? And after the break, why don't we delve into Scott's listener question about what beliefs have changed for us?
I'm really excited about this topic.
Awesome.
I think it's going to be good. So, cool. Yeah, stay tuned.
Awesome.
We'll see you soon.
See you in a sec. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Nice to be here with you still.
So, listener topic.
Listener topic. And this one is from Scott. Hi, Scott. And Scott has a really good one. And here's what he says. He says, what beliefs have changed for each of you over the years? I'm not really referring to religious or philosophical thought systems. I'm more referring to core beliefs about self, others, right and wrong. How and why, if you can figure it out, have you changed? Mm-hmm. A corollary would be, how do you know and practice the real you?
Mm. That's a deep question.
Meaty.
Totally meaty. And, you know, it was interesting reading his question. I felt like it's really difficult for me to actually untangle how my core beliefs about self, others, and right and wrong have changed without considering how my religious beliefs have changed.
Right.
Because that's really, really the religious beliefs with which I was raised and adopted as a young person really informed kind of my beliefs about all those other things mm-hmm. in ways, you know. So it's definitely related for me. You didn't have a religious background at
no.
all. So it's different for you.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting sort of tie-in. Like it's not, like I can't completely divorce those two things.
Yeah.
In terms of how I've changed as a person.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a good sort of disclaimer to put up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that as context and preamble, why don't we just dive in? What we did is we each sort of went to our separate corners and made a list. And we broke it down. We did one each is how it worked out, just because it ended up being a pretty interesting framework. We did one for self, one for others, one for right and wrong, and then one for the real me.
Yeah.
And so why don't we just go in order?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Flip a coin? Me go first? What do you want?
I don't know. I'd be happy to go first.
Go for it. You
okay.
do it.
No, actually, no. You go first.
No, you. Okay. Just kidding. I'm being a spaz over here.
Yeah. All those bonking noises you hear, by the way, listeners.
It's me talking with my hands and knocking my microphone.
Yeah,
she knocks her
microphone. It's so cute.
Well, I have to talk with my hands.
Wham.
Anyway, so the first one, what core beliefs about myself have mm-hmm. changed? So an older version of me believed that having or asserting my point of view
mm-hmm.
or my desires or my ideas or my ambitions... that if I had them, acknowledge them. That conversation was just getting good. What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, Shannon. This is a member-exclusive episode of the Misfit Stars podcast.
What on earth is that?
Well, let me explain. So, because this is a listener-supported podcast, every so often when we have an exceptionally good conversation, we want to give more people an incentive to become supporting members. And here is that incentive. You can only listen to the rest of this really great episode.
It's
of
a
the
good episode.
It's a really good episode, I think.
Despite ourselves, it's a good episode.
Spoiler alert for people who are not supporting members and who are hearing this, Shannon didn't end up murdering me. just so you know. I just want you to know that I'm not dead. I'm not recording this yet dead from the afterlife. I'm living another day.
The day is young.
So here's the deal. If you are a supporting member, why are you even still listening to this? Just flip over to your private feed and go listen to it there. But hey, if you're one of the people who is not yet a supporting member and you want to hear the rest of this episode, it's super simple. Just go to misfitstars.com/join and become a supporting member, which unlocks every single member-exclusive episode we've ever done. And we oftentimes save some of the more intimate, sort of deep, meaningful conversations for those private feeds.
Today's a good one.
Today's a really good one. Don't get me wrong, we also share vulnerably in our public episodes, and I know that some of you will have already heard that. But this is a really good one, and we just thought it would be a good one to keep kind of a little bit more to our inner circle. You can select yourself into that inner circle. All you gotta do is go to misfitstars.com/join. It's a way to support the podcast happening, so thank you for doing that. It is a way to support what Shannon and I are doing in the world. So if you like who we are, if you like the energy we're putting into the world and you want another little way to support that on an ongoing basis, this is a great structure for that. It's $5 a month. It's inexpensive, we hope. Obviously, if you're at a place in your life where $5 a month is not inexpensive, we have both been there. We totally get it. Keep listening for free, all good. But if you have the means and the motivation, then we would like also for it to be the perfect crime by giving you the opportunity to go to misfitstars.com/join and sign up.
We'd love it. We appreciate it so much. Thank you very much for listening.
And thanks in advance to anyone who decides to do that.
Thanks, y'all.
We love you guys.
Bye.
See ya.